In today's edition of the news brief, UK rocket launch goes awry, new trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania releases, and Apple's virtual reality headset to launch at WWDC later this year. After yesterday's edition of the news brief made mention of the UK's first rocket launch, today we look from the other end of the launch with disappointment. The rocket ignited and appeared to be ascending correctly, but word then came from the company that the rocket had suffered an anomaly. The satellites it was carrying could not be released and were lost. Cosmic Girl, the 747 carrier jet, returned safely to base. Deputy CEO of the UK Space Agency, Ian Annett, said it shows how difficult getting into orbit actually is, but predicted further launches within the next 12 months. In our next story, Marvel Studios dropped a full trailer for their upcoming release, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, due to come to cinemas on February 17th, 2023. The trailer opens with Kang, Jonathan Majors, telling Scott, Paul Rudd, everything he knows about him. Kang wants Scott's help and in exchange will give him the one thing that he wants, time with his daughter that he missed.
Let me make this easy for you. You will bring me what I need. Or everything you call a life will end.
This is all my fault.
You may not want her to watch this.
We had a deal.
You could win.
I don't have to win. We both just have to lose.
The film synopsis reads, Ant-Man and the Wasp find themselves exploring the quantum realm, interacting with strange new creatures, and embarking on an adventure that pushes them beyond the limits of what they thought was possible. It stars Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, Jonathan Majors, Michelle Pfeiffer, Catherine Newton, Michael Douglas, and Bill Murray. It is directed by Peyton Reed, like with the first two films. In our last story, noted tech analyst Mark Gurman has stated that Apple is set to release their first entry into the virtual reality and augmented reality space later this year at their annual WWDC event, and ship later on this year after numerous setbacks and delays. Speaking on his Power On newsletter, Gurman stated, "The final postponement, at least for the moment, happened last year. Up until fairly recently, Apple had aimed to introduce the headset in January 23 and ship later this year. Now the company is aiming to unveil it this spring ahead of the annual Worldwide Developers Conference in June, I'm told. With the current plan, Apple could introduce the device to consumers, likely under the name Reality Pro, and then get developers up to speed on its software features in June. On this timeline, the company would then ship the product later in the fall of 2023. It'll be an interesting product from Apple, to say the least, but one I'm most excited to see this year. Thank you for listening to this edition of the News Brief. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.